not so very hard to have to leave the one we love.
Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Wendy. Hey, Sayla. 之前我们有一期节目聊了一下在欧洲人们是怎么养老的。然后呢，有的观众就比较好奇说在美国的老年人他们的生活有没有什么不同呢、
mm-hmm. Yeah, so today maybe we can talk about the way that we care for the elderly and maybe what that looks like over here.
Mm-hmm, great. 那今天呢我们就来聊一下在美国都有哪些养老方式。
Mm-hmm. So in America, there are several typical ways that the elderly are taken care of, and it depends on their health status, finances, family dynamics, and personal preferences.
种类应该还是很多的，根据不同老年人的身体状况啊，他们的家庭收入啊等等。那都有哪些方式呢？
So a more and more popular option for people getting older are independent living communities.
Mm-hmm. Independent living communities, 独立生活的社区。So what is it?
Yeah, well, independent living communities, they typically cater to active and relatively healthy seniors who desire a maintenance-free lifestyle in a social and supportive environment.
Mm-hmm. 这种 independent living communities 呢一般是能够自理的老年人会去而且是 maintenance free 是不是就相当于国内的养老院啊居住设施娱乐设施都很齐全然后直接去住就可以
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not exactly the same. With independent living communities, residents will live in private apartments or cottages and they'll have access to amenities like dining options and recreational activitiesMaybe gyms and transportation services.
Oh, 那和国内的这个养老院还是有点不一样的。这个 independent living communities 呢，一般是住独立的房子，就像大家都住在一个小区里面一样，一个 community 里面，有点像中国的这种老年公寓。
Yeah, exactly. But there's not much care if there are people that have medical needs or those that need help with the aspects of daily living. That's why it's called an independent living community.
这里的老年人呢，大部分自理能力还是比较强。They can be independent.独立性比较强 right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but often these communities can be expensive and it's not for everybody. So if this is the case, often people will start with family care.
Mm-hmm. 听起来感觉这么多设施就不是很便宜的那种、啊、所以如果觉得太贵呢可能有的人会选择 family care family care 就是和子女住在一起吗
Yeah, well, it can be both with family care it's up to the family sometimes they will live alone and their family members will come over or sometimes they will live with family members so traditionally family members especially adult children or close relatives will take on the responsibility of caring for their elderly parents or relatives.
I see. 就是也不一定是和子女住在一起，也有可能是老年人自己住，然后由这个子女或者是其他的亲戚来照顾他。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And family care can involve direct care that's provided in the family home, or arranging for an in-home caregiver, or people and friends and family that just assist with tasks like shopping and meal prep and transportation, or taking them to medical appointments.
Okay, so 有的是由亲戚或者是子女来亲自照顾，也有可能是找 caregiver, 找一个护工来帮忙。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Often caring for them can be a burden and it's a very time-consuming way of taking care of them. Being a caretaker can often become a full-time or part-time job in itself.
I see. 这种 family care 确实感觉虽然很便宜不会花很多钱但是可能会占用比较多的时间跟精力。
Yeah. And often people want their family members to be living at home or close to other family, but no one can be their full-time caretaker. So this is when home care services is really helpful.
如果不去养老院的话呢还有另外一种选择就是请护工来家里面提供这个 home care services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Home care agencies can offer a range of non-medical services that are designed to help elderly individuals stay independent and remain comfortable in their own homes for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm, I see. 这种 home care service 一般是没有 medical services, 没有治疗的，所以可能只是在日常活动上面帮老年人提供一些服务。
Mm-hmm.Yeah, these home caregivers will assist with tasks like personal hygiene, mobility assistance, and reminding them to take medications.
嗯哼，这些 caregiver 呢，一般是会帮老年人打理一下个人卫生 ，some personal hygiene and mobility assistance. 可能比方说有行动不便的老人呢，也会在行动的时候为他们提供一下帮助 ，and also medication reminders, 提醒他们吃药。
Yeah.And often these caretakers will also have services like housekeeping or preparing meals or just keeping them company or companionship.
嗯哼，或者是也有可能是打扫一下房间 some housekeeping and also meal preparation, 帮他们做做饭 and also just companionship, 也有可能只是去陪伴一下老人，所以都是比较日常的一些服务。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.If a family doesn't want to have this responsibility or to bring in a caretaker, there are also assisted living facilities.
嗯哼，另一种养老的方式呢是 assisted living facilities. 那这是一种什么样的方式呢？
嗯哼。Yeah, well, assisted living facilities, they offer housing options for the elderly that maybe require some assistance with activities of daily living, but they don't need really intense medical care that maybe are provided in nursing homes.
I see. 其实从这个 assisted 这个词就能看出来，这种 assisted living facilities 一般会提供一些辅助性的看护的服务，提供给那种生活需要 assistance 需要帮助的老年人。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Residents at assisted living facilities will typically have their own private or semi-private living space and will have access to a communal dining area, social activity, and supportive services.
他们也是住在这种私人或者是半私人的地方，不过吃饭啊或者其他活动都是 communal, 都是公共的。
Mm-hmm. And these places often have full-time staff that have assistants and nurses and other professionals that can help with daily activities. There are often also chefs and caretakers.
这种 assisted living facilities 呢，这种地方工作人员也是很多，比方说有护士啊，甚至还有专门的厨师。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one step beyond assisted living facilities are nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Nursing homes. 那这个和其他的这些 facilities 有什么区别呢？
Yeah, so nursing homes provide around-the-clock skilled nursing care and medical supervision for elderly individuals that maybe have more complex medical needs or disabilities that prevent them from living completely independently.
I see. 最大的一个不同呢是来这个 nursing home 的老人呢是有 medical needs 的。他们在身体上呢可能不太方便，然后需要一些照看。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the residents of a nursing home often will receive assistance with medications, with medical treatments, or maybe some therapies that they might need.
所以这些 nursing home 呢也会针对老年人的身体状况进行一些治疗 some medical treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there are also some very specific types of places for specific medical needs, such as memory care facilities.
Memory care facilities. 这是什么？这个和 memory 和这个记忆有关系吗？
Mm-hmm, yeah, so memory care facilities, they're not super common, but the ones that are there, they specialize in providing specialized care and support for elderly individuals that have some kind of memory issue or cognitive impairment.
I see. 这种 memory care facilities 就比一般的养老院更加的 specific, 针对性更强一些。一般呢是提供给在这种 cognitive, 认知方面有一些问题的老年人，比如说 Alzheimer's disease, 这个阿兹海默症或者是 dementia, 老年痴呆症，患有这些疾病的老年人。
Yeah. So these facilities have a secure environment and often have structured routines and special programs that help enhance their cognitive function, help promote their independence, and really just make sure they are safe and taken care of.
这个 memory care facilities 呢就不只是为老年人提供一个居住的地方而是能帮他们提高他们在 cognitive function 认知方面的功能帮他们恢复一些
Yeah, for sure. So I think a last common option that we should look at is hospice care. So hospice care is often for individuals that are near the end of their lives.Hospice provides a compassionate end-of-life care and support for terminally ill elderly individuals and for their families.
这种 hospice care 呢，一般是给临终的病人提供服务或者是临终关怀 end-of-life care.
Yeah, so hospice services will focus on managing their pain, symptoms, enhancing their quality of life, and maybe will even address the needs that they have during the end of life journey, whether it is emotional or spiritual or practical. So it kind of takes the burden off of grieving families during this difficult time.
I see. 就是这种呢一般也不只是对病人有一些身体上的一些治疗或者照顾还有 emotional, spiritual, 情绪上的一个关怀而且呢对病人的亲属也会有一定的支撑和支持。
Yeah. So with all of these options, I think what I notice is that many families will opt for a combination of more formal or informal care arrangements to meet the needs of their elderly loved ones that maybe will continue to change depending on the situation. And all of these places will just make sure that they are safe, comfortable, and overall taken care of.
I see. 所以大家呢一般也不是只选择其中的某一种方式来养老也有可能是选很多种 service based on their needs.
Exactly. So these are some ways that we take care of the elderly out here in America. I would love to hear everybody's comments and questions and maybe the differences on what happens in China as well.
也欢迎大家给我们留言分享一下你对本期节目的一些想法和感受也欢迎大家来对比一下中美这个养老的区别。
For sure. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sayla and I will see you next time.
This is Wendy. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's so very hard to have to leave the one we love. And you get more lonely with each passing day.It's so lonely just sitting there and dreaming of that girl a thousand miles away. Yes, it's too lonely having just her picture here with me. And I know I just can't stand it anymore. I'm gonna leave right now.